there is any appearance of a conflict of interest, would you recuse yourself? End quote. Yes, Colarusso said he would recuse himself on the matter. Board member Christine Jones said, adding that Colarusso is a fourth-generation company, and I quote, "We thought we should tap a good resource that Hudson has. He can help us deal with infrastructure problems that Hudson has." End quote. Jones and Treasurer Don Moore were leaving the board, and the board voted by secret ballot March 26 to add Colarusso, Seth Rogovoy, Martha Lane, and Paul Barrett. Read the full story in Columbia Green Media. Peter Flyrell is reporting for the Columbia paper. Channel 13 WNYT in Albany has joined forces with local elected officials to highlight the condition of State Route 22 between Peaceful Valley Road in Canaan and State Route 20 in New Lebanon. Local and state elected officials have called on the State Department of Transportation to repair, mill, and pave dangerous sections of the highway. The 10 miles of road were designated a priority of DOT Region 8 more than 10 years ago. Town Board of both Canaan and New Lebanon, as well as the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, recently approved resolutions noting the route has not been paved in 25 years and contains dangerous potholes and sections of eroded pavement. That portion of the roadway has been the scene of multiple accidents and incidences of flat tires, bent rims, and axles. As a result of the highway's condition, motorists and truckers are now avoiding the road by detouring on town and country roads, resulting in the deterioration of those roads, according to officials. Canaan Supervisor Rick Caveney and New Lebanon Supervisor Colleen Teal emphasized the dangerous deteriorating conditions on Route 22. They want to see repaving this year. DOT Region 8 says it is repaving a section of Route 22 near the Canaan I-90 interchange. Local officials say those repairs are to fix repaving done improperly less than 2 years ago. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that two prisons will be closed in New York under the current budget deal being negotiated in Albany. Assemblyperson D. Billy Jones said in February, and I quote, "While no prisons have been specifically named, communities statewide will have to wait with bated breath to find out if a critical part of their economy will be shuttered," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo said then that prisons, and I quote, "are not a jobs program," end quote, and said the closures were, and I quote, "reversing the era of mass incarceration," end quote. Cuomo wanted to close three prisons to save $35 million a year. Under the reported deal, Cuomo has 1 year to announce the closings and must give legislative leaders 90 days' notice before any closures. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 90% chance of showers on Sunday, with a high of only 41. Low around 24 Sunday night, with a 20% chance of rain or snow. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 24. Tuesday should warm up a bit, mostly sunny skies, a high near 48 and a low around 30. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears.
Tuned to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 9 minutes past noon. Coming up at 1 p.m., it'll be Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel, here at 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone, and also twitter.com/WGXC. And remember, folks, a few days after the Jazz Disturbance, I do post my playlist at facebook.com/CKDisturbance. All one word. You can leave a 3-minute recorded message for broadcast right here and right now at area code 518-291-9492 if there's something you'd like to get out into the open air. 518-291-9492. The listener line into our Hudson studio is area code 518-828-0290.
Thank you. white, and I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Now, I don't want to control you. I just want to have a good time. I'm in ecstasy when you're laying down next to me, listening to WGXC. Oh, no, no. It's ecstasy, yeah, when you are laying down next to me, listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. This is so right for you and for me, this WGXC.
To make me ashamed. People trying to pick us up, but I know that I love you so. I don't care what the people may say, I'm never gonna let you go. I've been abused,
I've been
deep
abused
in my heart and soul. The people may say, never gonna let you go.
The sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhymes, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells. Just like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So if it's special, then why we as careful as making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, or keeping danger from a child. Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone. For there's enough for everyone.
Thank you.
My goodness. Amen. You are in tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this has been the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 11 minutes before 1 p.m. And in the background, we have organist Joey DeFrancesco with his latest release, called In the Key of the Universe on Mac Avenue Records. Francesco on organ, Billy Hart on drums, Troy Roberts on saxophone, and Sammy Figueroa on percussion. Let's back up a bit, shall we? Before that, we heard from Jared Gold, the organist, with his release Reemergence on Strike Zone Record, we heard Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Dave Stryker on guitar, Billy Hart on drums, and Jeremy Pelt is also featured on this release on trumpet. Before that, vocalist Alyssa Allgood. She had Dan Chase on Hammond B3 organ behind her from her release, Exactly Like You. This came out last year on Cellar Records. And we heard If It's Magic. Yes, that If It's Magic, written by Stevie Wonder, taken from his 1976 release, Songs in the Key of Life. And moving and grooving at 72, yep, that was Van Morrison. Since late 2017, he's put out 3 albums, and this is the latest with, once again, organist Joey DeFrancesco. They released You're Driving Me Crazy on Sony Legacy Records. We heard Sticks and Stones. Backing up from saxophonist Marcus Strickland from his new release on Blue Note Revive. It's called People of the Sun, and we heard Timing. From the 1 O'Clock Lab Band, the release on their release called Lab 2018. We heard the tune Train, and that's being put out by the North Texas Jazz People. Chris Potter was a soloist on saxophone, along with Brandon Moore on tenor sax. Daniel Pinelia on guitar. And we started off things with Gary Burton. From disc 2 of the 5-disc set, Take Another Look, a career retrospective on Mack Avenue Jazz in cooperation with Concord Records. We heard Boston Marathon, which, by the way, is coming up on April 15th. Why they're having it on tax day? They don't usually have it on tax day, do they? Well, it's around that time. Anyway, it's on tax day. Boston Marathon from 1969. And by the way, Boston Marathon from 1969, taken from the Atlantic release, Good Vibes by vibraphonist Gary Burton. Folks, that's going to do it for me. I think it should do it for me at this point. It is now 7 minutes before 1 o'clock. Neva Wartell, she's got some kind of show today. In fact, it is so spectacular, we can't even put a name or a face on it or to it. So, tighten those belts. Get ready for Music for the Masses from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. here on your community radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. I'll be back for more of the Jazz Disturbance next week. Ciao for now.